about, isn't it? That big smile. Lily Allen on BBC Radio Tees.
The sound of where we live.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC
Radio Tees. Absolutely. Just asking that simple question, what are you doing to make a difference? Do you want to tell us about it? How can we help you to get your message across? Or if you just want to talk to us and say what you've been doing, could be big organisation, could be an individual, we want to hear your stories, because that's what we're all about, your BBC Radio Tees. Now, I'm acutely aware that tomorrow is World Mental Health Day, and one mental health charity in our neck of the woods is encouraging people to share what makes them happy. You know, from watching the sunrise to watching the sunset, to just getting a smile from a total stranger. Now, Mental Health Concern, all this month, are asking for 10-second video clips of what keeps you positive. I love this. I think this is an amazing idea. So let's speak to Kate now from the charity. A very good afternoon to you, Kate.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure. No bother whatsoever. I love this idea. Where did it come from?
So, yeah, it's called the Take 10 Challenge, and we launched it, as you said, in celebration of World Mental Health Day, which is tomorrow. And really, we wanted to lift people's spirits, to raise awareness of the importance of caring for our mental health, particularly at the moment, and also to raise funds for our services, because we've been continuing to support people throughout the pandemic. So really, we wanted to create sort of a wealth of inspiring and uplifting ideas for people to help to look after themselves in the sort of weeks and months to come.
Absolutely, because it's the strangest things that make us smile, isn't it? It could be anything, yeah. As I said, you know, it could be, you know, from just watching somebody out the window, from having a cup of tea and you know, getting the, you know, the right channel on the telly for the first time. Those little things that just make us tick, and you're going to put them all together. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Well, tell me a little bit about your charity. How did it start off?
So we're, as you mentioned, we're called Mental Health Concern, and we're based in the North East, and we've been going for over 30 years, and we provide specialist mental health services, everything from dementia care to supported housing to community wellbeing groups. And obviously the pandemic has been a real mixed experience for us, because the pandemic and lockdown has had a really big impact on our collective mental health. And as a charity, we've had to adapt really quickly the way we deliver some of our services, because of social distancing and not being able to see people in person like we used to. So it's been a challenge, but it's also been incredibly inspiring, because we've had an army of volunteers join us to help people who are vulnerable or shielding. And they've done everything from doing people's weekly shops, delivering prescriptions, making wellbeing boxes for older people, weekly phone calls to people who are isolated and don't have family nearby. So really, despite everything that's happened, I think my abiding memory of this year will be how inspiring it's been to see how keen and how quickly people were stepping up to help others in the community. It's been amazing to see.
Amen. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. You're pushing an open door, because I get to sit here every day and talk to people like you doing amazing stuff for the local area. And it's just lovely and refreshing to hear, because we can get bogged down, can't we, with, you know, there's, yeah, so much information, there's so much concern, there's so much worry, you know, there's jobs, mm-hmm, being lost, there's people losing their lives through this virus, but there is a lot of support out there, there's a lot of love, there's a lot of kindness out there. Is, yeah, it important that we talk about that more often?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and you're right, because we've kind of got information overload at the moment. We've got, you know, news popping up all the time, giving us updates about coronavirus, and you're right, there is a lot of There's a lot of difficulty and pain that's been happening over the last few months. So it's not to detract from that, but I think you're right that we really also need to focus on the good that is out there. And so that's really why we wanted to launch this particular campaign, because it is important to see the good and to take time to care for our mental health as well. We're so focused on our physical health at the moment, of course, but it's so important to also look after how we're feeling and our well-being. And so it has, like you say, it's been really interesting to see the videos that have been shared with us so far. We've had all sorts of things, from walks on the beach, playing with the dog, singing, feeding the ducks, making origami paper cranes.
Do you know what?
All kinds of things that help with people's moods.
The thing that gets me when I open a packet of paracetamol and I get the end that hasn't got the folded over piece of paper, I go, yes,
yes,
that is a life win. And I beam and I do a little dance, and Emily will go, my other half, she'll go, what are you doing? I said, I've opened the packet of tablets and it's not the end where the folded paper is.
win! I've got to get it right. It doesn't happen to me all the time. How can we upload our videos to you, please, Kate?
So if you share them on social media, so Twitter, Facebook, whatever, and if you use the hashtags Take10Challenge or Take10ForMentalHealth, and then donate whatever you can, if anything, to the Mental Health Concern on Just Giving, and then nominate a friend to pass it on.
You are brilliant. I love your work. I love what you're doing. I'll go and find a packet of tablets and see if I can get it. And I'll video it. If I get it wrong, I'll try again and I'll keep trying to get it right. Well, I've only got 50% chance, isn't it? Have a lovely weekend, Kate, and thanks very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. That's Kate there from the Mental Health Concerns charity. Now, on Monday, it's BBC.